שלום לכם, אנחנו נמצאים בישיבה.
Hello to all of you. This is our weekly writers meeting with Dr. Rav Michael Leitman. Hello.
אנחנו גם נמצאים בשידור חי.
And we're live on Rav Leitman's Facebook page. So you're welcome to ask us questions, to respond, to write to us. And we would like to open up a few current event type issues. First of all, here in Israel. Sivan.
כן. Sivan.
Yes, hello. We've recently returned to our day-to-day, regular day-to-day. We see many phenomena returning, such as violence, all sorts of problems, parents against teachers, dress codes in school, which was that's an issue that blew up online. And that was even before, that's even before returning fully to our routines. So can you tell us what's happening? Why is it manifesting in such a way? Why did returning to our routine become such a, such an incendiary thing? Dr. Leitman. Well, we were sitting at home and it became something regular for us. We became well accustomed to seeing life outside the home as something pleasurable and fun, going out on trips and on vacations and to the movies and restaurants. But when we returned to our routine, I don't think life became worse, but after sitting home quietly, each one a bit more in his nest. Well, when we started emerging from that, we started seeing how the relationships between us aren't really proper. I look at my neighbor, who is he? What is he? What is he doing next to me? What am I doing next to him? What of his children, and so on. I look at everyone with a new perspective. And I cannot find myself in this. How to sort of calibrate myself relative to the others? Where is the focus here that I need to get? What color to see the others in? I'm told, keep 2 meters distance, don't breathe next to that person. You can catch their viruses even by looking at them or something. It's frightening. It also introduces such a suspicion where one suspects others. If also, we've dismantled, well, we didn't dismantle, so we sort of spent much of our money. We don't have much money anymore. And each one is very worried about what will happen. So what do you want? I don't feel that we are feeling a new life. Our new life is terrible. We simply feel life as we had before, except we're seeing it more properly now as the terrible life that it was. And if we continue on this way, then in a few weeks, you won't be able to determine even that we've entered some new system of relationships between us. Everyone will grow accustomed again to how things normally work, and no one will notice that he's hostile towards others. Yes, Sivan? Sivan. So we won't notice? Where are we headed? Dr. Leitman. No, it's not that we won't notice. I'm not giving you some prediction of how you'll need to behave. I'm telling you what's happening, what I see happening. This is us. It's us. Wasn't there competition before? There was competition before. Each one wanted to eat, to consume the others, devour them. Didn't each one feel that his neighbor is making his his eyes ding with all his expensive possessions and so on? Was I patient and considerate of the children of the neighbor? Also on the roads, what went on the roads? It's only thanks to the coronavirus that we killed each other less on the roads. It's worse than a war. Therefore, I don't think that the fact that people are now writing, I don't think it's something new. It's new for us. We renewed our perspective. But it's not that reality has changed. Sivan, simply, well, what else happened is that we're witnessing increasing violence against women, women from all sectors. From the beginning of the year, 8 women were murdered, and there was an uprise by women against this phenomena. They go out to the streets, they demonstrate. But what do women need to do for actual change to happen? What do women need to do for something to happen with that phenomena of the murdering of women? Dr. Leitman, perhaps you can create a governmental agency working on the health of the family unit. I don't know, perhaps it's there already. You have so many. Perhaps you have one such as that. But regardless, I think that we're at fault. We are at fault because each one thinks he's very smart, very wise, and so he doesn't want to agree with anyone else. And we cannot unite the people into, well, some action that can generate some positive change. So that's how it happens. The fact that each person is bad from youth, as we say, that's known. The fact that each one has some strength and isn't afraid of using it against others, between men and women, between men, political parties, and so on. We are very cruel. The people is very... Well, they're very smart and stupid simultaneously. Why? They're smart, they have knowledge and wisdom, but they don't know how to behave. They're stupid in terms of how they behave. We don't have the teachings of how to behave correctly. So what you're saying... Look, I don't know how many divorces will happen now and other phenomena, but the fact that people are at home, men and women, with children, they're all closed up, that's really a problem. It's a problem, big problem. There is also nothing to engage in. We didn't make sure that each person feels that he has something where now I'm sitting at home, I'm forbidden, I'm exiting. Finally, I can engage with that thing I wanted to do. What thing? There is none. Even looking at watching TV, it's constantly corona, corona, corona. So what can you do? Still in the same Israeli swamp. Instead of creating some programs to ameliorate the situation, to have some proper television, some proper movies, to create some national dialogue when everyone is sitting at home, what did we do? We just looked on at how Bibi Netanyahu and Gantz contend with each other and... What were we busy with? So what do you want to happen? We basically lost 2 months, wasted 2 months. We could have used to educate the people, educate the nation, to bring them to a new level of recognition and awareness, to create some connection between them. But what did we do? It's such humiliation for the people. This is not a people, this is not a nation. I'm sorry to say, I don't wish to talk about it even. Judy, we learned that our ego is the main factor generating all these social phenomena, right, Dr. Lightman? Yes, but other than the ego, an offshoot of the ego is our lack of forward vision. Because of the great ego, I cannot see others. I cannot see anyone else. I cannot achieve a state where I talk to him and we connect and we do something together. The fact that each one was closed in his own home, other than businesses, nobody really suffered from that. Just maybe going to some coffee place or something with a friend, some bar, but other than that, no, we're very separated, we're very divided. Judy, okay, so again, I wish to know, are there conditions that cause the ego to grow faster or something? This quarantine, social isolation, does it cause the ego to grow faster, or is there any difference if a person is locked in within himself or no? Dr. Lightman, did our ego grow considerably during the quarantine? No, I don't think so. No. It's hard to compare the conditions we were in, the condition we were in before the quarantine and during the quarantine and now after the quarantine. Each one can tell you his own impressions, but the problem is now we're coming out of this quarantine, social isolation, and we begin to see the world with new eyes, and we think it's a new world, but it's not a new world. This coronavirus silenced us, rather paralyzed us. We cannot open new businesses now. Everyone have less means at their disposal. So I don't see a state where... I don't see the situation as terrible. No. It's the same as it was, but we see it through new eyes. Duty. Who are we truly? Dr. Lightman, we are primitive egoists. Nothing more. Duty. And that means what? Dr. Lightman, if you had some pill you could give each one to make him feel that he's more successful, better than others in something, you know, even by 10 shekels a month, then everyone would be calm and relaxed. We're very primitive, very egoistic, and that is what we are. Okay, so what's the wisdom we require? You say we're great in knowledge, but dumb in behavior, so what are we lacking? Dr. Lightman, what we lack is an understanding of the reason for our suffering. Why doesn't nature give us the ability to enjoy life, to be satisfied with it properly? This is all because we're not connected. And we're finding ourselves always in competition. I look at others and I see only my success relative to them. And that's all I have in life. Until the last moment in life, I want nothing but to be more successful than others, in something at least. And we don't understand that this is what we need to correct, that this ruins us.
Shelley.
Shelley, in the beginning of the talk you said, as I heard, that in a few weeks we won't be able to discern that we've entered a new system of relationships. Have we entered a new system of relationships? Did some change happen? Dr. Lightman, no, nothing has happened. We simply disconnected from that system of relationships. We were at home. It's like going on vacation, and after a week, 2 weeks, or a month of vacation, I go into my office, and there are 40 people working there also, and I'm amongst them again. So it's as if it's new. What's happening? What's going on? I relate to them a little bit, they to me. But after a day or two, I'm almost in place. But it's not that I returned and everyone else was in their place. But everyone are now returning simultaneously, and they don't know how to connect to each other, how to click with each other. And therefore, it's a problem. It's a problem for a few days, I think, and I'm certain that nothing will come of it. Now, also, there's a heat wave now, and it's again forbidden to go out. As usual, people want to go out, go on trips and go to the beach, etc., because it's summer. But no, there's heat wave, it's a problem. So perhaps everyone will go to Cyprus, to Greece, places which are all affordable and also allowed, that you're allowed to go to. I don't know. If we don't show the people of Israel that there is a problem here, that we can rid ourselves of only through a re-examination of the connection between us, because we need to be in different people. We connected in order to be different to begin with. We're a people where each person is completely different to everyone else, but above this difference, he must make a connection with everyone by force. If we don't understand that this is our future, I don't know how we will succeed.
Shelley,
you said previously that we're not succeeding in uniting in order to generate change. So how can unity in the people of Israel affect something such as, for example, violence against women? How are these things related? Dr. Lightman, mutual hatred, mutual rejection that exists between everyone, children and adults. Of course, it will erupt between partners as well. We see this happening, and that's not good. It's not good. We're not getting education. We don't get educated in our schools and everywhere else, right? We don't get taught about equality between everyone. There is no equality. We, the people of Israel, we're so developed, but there is no equality between men and women, and there's no, well, there's no such attitude. I see this on myself as well. I don't feel any social pressure on me to that effect for me to see women on the same level, in the same way I see men, and even more so, because a woman is a woman by nature. You need to give her some preference, more patience perhaps. No, I'm willing to push them out from in front of me with my elbows as well, so they're not in my way. No, this is a problem. It's a problem that comes to us also from religion. But if we're talking about modern society, there is no room for that. Shelley, so when man is violent, not even actual violence, but there's a feeling of, there's verbal violence, there's just anger in the house, many types of violence I hear about online. When a man and a woman get to such a state, then it's not because of what's going on between them, but rather because they're part of a society which is so testy and violent. Dr. Lightman. The society isn't calibrating the man such that he feels that he and his wife, or in general, men and women, that they're completely equal, but there's even something extra for the woman because she's physically weaker than the man, and so she needs to have preference over the man. There is no such thing. You don't have the right balance. We need to add to the woman on the scale, right? We need to add much more importance to the woman than we do to the man for them to be equal. And we're not taught that, and I see this on myself. I came from Russia, where the woman is a second-class kind of affair, and I came to Israel. And I see that, well, sometimes, yes, it's better, but only sometimes.
Hello?
Continue? Can you hear me? Yes, my internet fell, but Rav's sound was cut for half a sentence or so. So can you repeat your sentence there, Rav? Dr. Lightman, I don't remember what I said anymore, but what I said is true. Dudi, we're certain of that also, but we didn't hear it. Dr. Lightman, well, you need to add an addition of importance and weight, let's say, to the woman, so she's equal to the man in terms of how people relate to men and women. It's like on a scale when you compare one thing with another. And we don't have that. It needs to be in our blood. It needs to be in our education. It needs to be such that this is how it comes to us over generations, 1, 2, 3 generations, until it's the norm. And it cannot be any other way. It has to come through education. Habit becomes a second nature. And gradually this is how we will achieve it. But I don't think we have any political party which... Because these days... You count political parties and ministries. You have so many, but there is none among them who speaks about this, about how methodically to educate children to that effect, to create all sorts of video clips and such education in general. No, maybe some people want to make some political gains with this agenda, but nothing more than that. So now is the time to create a new political party. We lack it. Shelley, partnership and women, right? Dr. Lightman, okay. Shelley, just an example. What does it mean to give the woman more weight? Is it how the men relate to women? Or Dr. Lightman, when I look at a woman, I see her not as equal, where there's no difference between men and women. There is a difference, and we mustn't obscure the difference. There is a difference. But when I look at the difference, I need to make a point of elevating her, to give her a special place when compared to a man. That's it. I don't know how to... Shelley, it reminds me a little bit of how you look at children, because child is more sensitive, more at risk. You always protect him more. Dr. Lightman, very good. Very nice. That's what I wanted to add as well. It's like when I look at my child, when he's in a group of children, I always look at him, right? Always I'm looking. That's what I need to do also with the women. I always need to regard women more highly than I do men, to consider them as more important. In that way, we will become equals, because what comes to us by nature, me, because of my ego, I'm disregardful of women because they're weaker, more dependent on nature in general, on the society, because of her physiology and everything else. I need to compensate for that. Duty. Women online are thanking you for your answers now, but they're also writing that this is why women created feminism, to fight over their rights, because they're not given their rights as though they try to be the equals of men. Dr. Lightman, no, that's not good. A woman cannot be the equal of a man. This is the other side of the issue. If I treat a woman as I do a man, by that I spoil the society, I corrupt it. No. The society needs to be such where women are regarded in a special way, a more loving way, with more understanding. I need to be a gentleman. How to put it else? How otherwise to put it? I don't know. It needs to be felt that I treat a woman not as an equal, not as an equal. This is what the feminists... we have others also who want to neutralize genders and sexes. No, the woman is not the equal of man. Because of that, I want to give her more. I want to treat a woman like a woman. And she also doesn't want me to treat her like a wall. You understand? It's not good. It's all being twisted by the ego. All these egoists are twisting it all around. Feminism is a special kind of twisted ego, twisted by women who have lost their femininity altogether. The main thing for them is to rule, to have power. Now we, with our fist, will smash the men. The patriarchy. No, there is no balance, there is no connection, no reciprocity. And what do they gain? Nothing, because they're using the ego. Shelley, just before this talk, I read an article that said that women, if they're too feminine, they won't get any management positions, and they want to advance somehow. So how can you answer this? Dr. Lightman, this is what our society compels them to do, because the society isn't changing. A woman who gets on a podium in the Knesset has to appear like a man. A man. What's a woman? And then she's... And what? Otherwise, she's not accepted, because the men there are also like that. Meaning that here we need to get to, well, education for the whole people. And I'm saying this about myself also. I wasn't educated properly, and I feel myself to be a man. And with respect to women, I feel that I'm completely different. And nobody can tell me that he doesn't feel that. It comes from nature. It comes to us from nature. And so it follows that we need a correction here, a fundamental correction. Judy, if it comes from nature, why does it need to be changed? Dr. Lightman, everything bad also comes from nature. If you're talking about the inanimate, vegetative and animate degrees, their nature is as it is, because it all operates through instinct. But if you're talking about the degree of the speaking, mankind, everything in mankind is, well, it's given for us to correct. You cannot leave anything as it is, because it comes to us through this mechanism called the evil inclination, which a person uses it maliciously, let's say, with evil. In the whole of nature, You have males, you have females, you have clear relations between them. Everything is all organized. For us, no. It's not that they treat each other extremely well and fairly and equally. No, but this is how it is according to nature. Sivan, so how do we find the middle road, if not feminism, which is one extreme? Well, what can women do to bring about change? How to demand a change in the way men relate to them? What to do with this whole issue? Dr. Leinman, the women do need to demand. And in order to demand, they need to themselves be connected properly together, to transcend their ego, and not to see through their narrow egos how we will now manipulate the men and demand what we deserve, what we're... No, it won't work that way. We need to demand only one thing, ultimately. For all of us to be properly connected together to the benefit of everyone equally. There is no person who is greater or lesser than another. And women usually begin to demand, we deserve more. So this attitude is also wrong. Don't be confused here. The woman needs to show everyone how much she wants to act for everyone's betterment, to do good to everyone. Duty. Excuse me for a moment, but what does the man deserve? Dr. Leitman. The man deserves a good regard, a good attitude from the woman. His wife should expect him to be a man, and then he won't be ashamed of being a man like that. When he sees a woman next to him, he will stand up and not remain seated. He has to be a gentleman, so to speak, not as we think of it today. He needs to be a man. He needs to be a man. Noma, what does it mean to be a man? Dr. Leitman. Being a man means that he fights for the honor of the woman. Noma. So in order to depict the proper state of things, how does placing the woman on a pedestal or higher, how does that manifest at home, in school, and so on? Dr. Leitman, the woman needs to be on a higher place. But it's at home, it's usually like that because she runs the household, right? The home is the woman, as we say. But we need to add to that that it should be the same in every place. Nukva, Shechina, or divinity, the world, Malchut, it's all a woman. The man has to revolve around this and to give this concept of a woman. He needs to show that he's willing to serve. This is also in terms of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and it's clear to us that this is what we need to do. The whole of creation is a woman, it's malchut, it's the will to receive. And we need to bring corrections to it, to our desire, our will to receive. And such an attitude where each one feels himself to be in the right place, in the proper place, where a man is like, well, like a man, and the woman is like the Madonna. Noma. To regard her more highly. Dr. Lightman. Yes, that's clear, of course. But it's through education. I'm not saying that from this moment right now we need to do this and that. No, I'm saying that we need to receive such education. And this is for everyone, for everyone. And this has to do with social equality. And without this equality also, we cannot achieve our correction. We cannot come to it. And we all lack it. I personally lack it very much. And to this day, I feel it. That I get letters. I do something. It's constantly bothering me in a way. Is it from a man or from a woman? And I feel a different attitude. And it needs to be different, but different in the opposite way. Not with disregard, but with greater respect. Automatically like that. Oh, this is from a woman. Sivan, what is the force that will motivate the man to change? Dr. Lightman, the correction of the world, the correction of society, the correction of the family. We need to change in that way. We need to add, to constantly add all sorts of corrections to our ego. So we need to do this as we do for the men. I need to relate to women even more so. Sivan, yes, but when we come to men and tell them, make an effort to see something more in the women and Dr. Lightman, no, that's not how to do it. Listen, before you say such things, you need to think. It's not proper to say that. No, men must do this and that. No, they don't have to. There is no must, then they won't do it like that. That will only cause damage. It needs to be brought in as education, creating a second nature habit. What to start from? If it's a secular society, I would start from dedicating a few hours a week at school to ballroom dancing.
What's up?
You know what that is?
What's up?
Dudi says, we're on the phone, we're on our phones every day, all day. What do you mean by dancing? Dr. Lightman. No, yes, dancing, where boys approach the girls and they invite them to dance, some vals, something where there's this proper expression of a man being a man opposite the woman, honoring her, respecting her, taking her from her place, returning her to her place. Let's see how we can give the men some flavor, some taste of what it means to be other than what they are. What happens today? I push her outside so that she's not in my way, and that's it. Shelly, why are you laughing? That's like a dream. Yes, okay, but that's what you start from. You can do something like that at school. You need to start even earlier. You come to kindergarten, you sit on those little chairs, yes? So tell the boy, you need to give this place to the girl so she can sit. And you sit here on this or everywhere. It needs to be, well, it's education. We're waiting to see Shelly and Gershon doing some ballroom dancing. Dudi, I'm certain it's possible. In those two, I think there is a certain predisposition towards that. For Gershon and her, I'm sure, with everything she went through, I'm certain she'd like it. Shelly, actually, ballroom dancing has something in it which touches upon the inner relationships between men and women. You feel something like that. Dr. Lightman. So start, let's not have it next incarnation, do it this incarnation. Dudi, so if you can summarize to put everything we talked about in some kind of order, what of equality between men and women? Dr. Lightman, through all these little examples, I wanted to give you some approach to this topic and to develop it. Look, start from the family, inside the family, kindergarten, school, do all sorts of things. Also at the workplace, where we have something which is now it's for women who come first and later for the men. I don't know what exactly, but always show preference. This is for the women and later for the men. After that, the men also. And to show, to make men feel that it's honorable for them to give the place to the women. Duty. Okay, so people are very happy online here. I see that they're asking when we can start dancing, Dr. Lightman. So I'll open a ballroom dancing class. No. Duty. Okay, so perhaps we can touch on another topic. Shelley, you can ask about the climate if you want, please. Shelley. So here, Dudi is already implementing the teachings. He's giving women precedence. So today, this is the longest heat wave that we've had in Israel for 50 years, and there are predictions that Israel would become a desert in 50 years' time. What do you see? Is it truly the direction which we're headed? Dr. Lightman, I hope not, but according to predictions, yes. And mostly we need to understand who is at fault, who is causing nature to come out of balance. What is balance, can you say? No, in nature it needs to be like this, 50 degrees, that's the norm, Celsius. So, I will tell you, nature has no standard state. There is no such thing. It's all operated by mankind. If people want it to be comfortable and pleasant for himself and for everyone else, all people, and also the inanimate, vegetative and animate degrees, and for the whole of human society, because we're all together in one bubble and we want to bring it into balance, then we can truly create our own order there, which is good for everyone. But this is on the condition that we actually want to create balance between ourselves and nature. And for that purpose, humanity has to become one united, integral society over the globe in order to be in balance with the global and integral nature in which we are. That's all. And then we don't need to determine 20 or 30 or 40% in winter or summertime for those and or for these and so on. No, the integral principle itself, it will give each person the feeling that he's in great comfort in society and with respect to the inanimate, vegetative and animate degrees as well. That's it. So let's do it. Otherwise, it will truly all become a wasteland, a desert. Good, it will certainly not be. Nature has many means by which to bend us, and nature, as Baal Sulam writes, will not stop. It will do its work in order to bring us to general balance, because only we, human beings, well, the general balance depends on us, on humankind. Dudi, yes, but when are you supposed to intervene in nature? It's Dr. Lightman, I never intervene in nature. We need to intervene in the nature of people, the nature of mankind, and only the relationships between us in general. You mustn't intervene in the nature of each individual. It's biological. I also don't relate to his psychology, inner psychology, to his character. No. We relate only to the connection between him and the others. That is what we need to change, we need to work on.
Dudi,
I don't know, let's say rain comes or it's really very hot, it's a natural phenomena. You need to... Dr. Lightman, no. He will give rain in its time and so on, as it's written. I saw the yarmulke on you, don't you know how the prayer goes? Right?
It
speaks of the rains. And everything comes according to the balance, the right balance. You will have seasons, of course, in the year, but it will come in a way where it's comfortable and convenient for everyone. Sivan, or rather Shelley, in our thoughts about each other, how we perceive others, through that we affect the weather? Dr. Lightman, everything, it's the highest force. Through the way we relate to each other, we affect not only the climate and weather, but the whole universe, the whole universe, because this is the highest level of possible influence on nature in general.
Norma,
okay, Norma, let's continue to the last subject. We can... Noma. Okay, we're talking about something completely new, something different. We're talking about global trade. More than 100 countries demanded that the source for the coronavirus be found, and Australia is promoting this mostly, and as a result, China made great tariffs, very serious tariffs against Australia. And is it a new trade war, Dr. Lightman? Trade war has always been in existence. It's not new, and it's not thanks to the coronavirus. We always create all sorts of taxes and tariffs and barriers and screens against each other, China especially, to protect itself. What's happening here, it's not, of course, about Australia. We truly have a great surplus from all the natural resources we have. But we don't know how to distribute it properly. So there are people starving to death in one place, and in another place there's such surplus that people are burning it and throwing it into the sea. So, in my opinion, well, I can only say that it may be because it's happening now in the United States. We will see a very massive reaction by the United States against China. The United States wants to give an example to others, showing them how to stop receiving anything from China, stop importing from China as much as possible. We know that in the 30s of the last century, there was a crisis in the United States. You had many people unemployed. They didn't know what to do. People were hungry for bread, for actual starving for bread. And then they got everyone to work on building roads, building factories, and to renovate their whole industry. And everyone worked on that. Everyone was at work. what Trump is doing now, I think, and I now just spoke to Owen, and you can hear what I told him. I'm only repeating that briefly. It seems to me that Trump wants to do the same, because the United States is in crisis. You have many, many who are unemployed, and there's nothing you can do with them. If he now doesn't bring the industry back from China, there's nothing to bring back. But if in the United States he begins to build a huge global factory like was done in China, or international factory, where the United States serves itself completely and serves everyone else as well, then he's solidifying the independence of the United States. He can build a new society where everyone is working, studying, learning, and by that he can also be awarded with, again, being the president of the United States. I think that this is what he's going to do, and as quickly as possible. And here it's not only Australia, Europe as well, and everyone agrees with him, because the pressure exerted by China on everyone else is very threatening. The Chinese don't have any regard for, well, nobody has any consideration, but the Chinese especially have no regard for others. They have a very, very rigid, stiff mentality. And I'm not saying that if it's good or bad, it's just given fact. And so everyone needs to be very careful about coming under this tyrannical communistic rule, the rule of their banks and their industry. The fact that humanity needs to be more diversified, let's call it, I'm certain of that. This is what Trump wants to fix very quickly, and I think that at his side will be many of the nations in the world. And this is truly the right step to take, logically. Why should the United States give? Well, it was done. Okay, it was done in the past. And now they understand that this is not the way. By that, you were giving another your own independence, and you're no longer a superpower or anything. Noma, how will these changes affect the world and Israel? Because China is, well, it was the factory of the whole world. Dr. Lightman, no, it doesn't matter. The factory depends on everyone. So you'll have a few years like this, a few years like that, but if you have a few strong nations like Australia, like the United States, Europe, they won't allow China to go into everything and everywhere. To the point where they won't be able to continue governing what they have, what they bought. Okay, so they bought. What will they do now? Have a world war? But it's impossible. I understand that we're at fault. They played well according to the rules of international trade, but the fact that it becomes, and this is as always, from the business, from the plane of pure business, it transitions into the national, and from there to what governs security and so on. Well, the Chinese are very weak in that, and I'm certain that the Russians also want it to happen, because being next to a neighbor like the Chinese bear, as the Russian bear, that's very dangerous. Noma, how is this change promoting humanity? Dr. Leidman, of course it advances humanity, because what China, this is also what I told Owen, I told him what China needs to do, specifically because it's a dictator under tyrannical rule, China, it needs to show that good, proper connections between everyone, between people, is good for everyone, and not to bring about a war, but to just somehow slide one step forward to smooth things out and to have peace. You can develop this whole thing, but this is how it is in general. All right?
Rudy.
Yes, all right. So perhaps we can still touch upon a certain point in conclusion. We have a few minutes. On a daily basis, I hear you being asked in other programs and also in general. There's no day where someone doesn't send us some conspiracy theory about the coronavirus, and they want to send it to Rav, let him know that the coronavirus was developed in labs, that the corona is just regular flu, that Bill Gates or other people are inventing some chip to gain control over people and so on. Dr. Leitman, why should I care what form or through where it came from? Is it by people, developed by people, or did it come from bats or something else? Why is it important? The Creator creates, establishes these things, because there's none else besides Him. And we get it, so I got it through human beings, or through bats, or through, I don't know, just a virus that somehow spontaneously appeared. I don't know. There's no difference. It's not a concern for me where it came from. I know it came from there's none else besides Him. For what purpose did it come, however, and how, through this coronavirus, with its help, how do I improve myself and the whole of humanity? Where does this problem, this trouble, how does it want to guide us towards what? That's what I care about, and not these conspiracy theories. What for? Duty. Well, okay, but the approach is that it didn't come from an upper force. It came from people and... Dr. Leitman, so it's not from the Creator, it's from people? Duty. Yes, from the Creator, but if someone rises against him first, right? Because they want to control me with the microchips and etc. Dr. Leitman, nothing will help you, nothing. Because you see, it's coming in an integral way to the whole of humanity. So only one thing will help you. Create a society which is integral, good, nice, and then nothing can harm us. Dudi, I want to ask again about you. You say, if they put a chip in me, it comes from the Creator, no problem, and then you're just being governed. And Dr. Leitman, if it happens, then it happens. I'm not... Duty, doesn't it go against spirituality? Dr. Leitman, no, it also belongs to spirituality. Everything is spirituality. I have nothing to resist except my own ego. What will it give me? If, let's say, in your hand now you have some weapon, we give you this, right? And by this, with this, you can do whatever you want in the world. What will I do? Other than wanting to correct my ego inside of me and correcting the ego of the whole of humanity as well. Let's say I have some magic wand or something. Like Harry Potter. Right? So everyone... Everyone, they all become good, nice people. And what next?
Beauty.
The correction of the ego, that's clear, but I'm asking if simultaneously we should also take other steps. Or Dr. Leitman, if there's something which endangers your life, then you have to destroy it, kill it first, because it doesn't allow you to perform corrections. You see it as an enemy because it isn't allowing you to perform corrections. But if it does allow you to perform corrections, and I'm saying that this virus is facilitating many corrections in us, I don't want to kill it. I respect it and I bless it. Dudi, as far as you're concerned, Dr. Lightman, I can bring you many animals, many birds, many who enjoy the nice clean air now. I can bring all of nature after me, except for a few egoists who didn't make enough billions yet. They did, but let's say. But in general, I don't see this virus as having done anything truly terrible. Of course, it did touched a few people where I suppose that this is how it should have been. Dudi, so you don't see it as an actual threat where people want to microchip you and control you, your money and so on. Dr. Lightman, I don't relate this to human beings in any way. In any way, even if it came to us through some lab, well, this whole business is just a transition. What do you want people to do? Not to do such things? And Dudi, one last question in conclusion. If they installed microchips in people, so what goal would you like to guide them towards? My sound was bad? All right, so again, if nevertheless, microchips were installed in people, implanted in people, what would we want to use them for? Dr. Lightman, didn't hear you properly. So what would we like to use it for? Dudi. Yes, if we can control people, then what should we do with that power? Dr. Lightman, I don't want to rule over people. I don't want to use anything in a person without it coming through his own understanding and feeling that he wants to change himself and to truly have love for others because it's necessary for him to do so. It's only that way. Dudi. Okay, so people are writing to me that my sound is broken up. I guess I'm being controlled, I'm told. So we won't, I don't want to take more time from Owen, who has to now make a program with you. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for being with us. Dr. Lightman, all the best for all of you. I love you all. And let us pressure society in the proper way so that men and women and everyone in general will come to a round form. Thank you. I hug all of you.